Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahabiryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, Vedic chanting with Ganana. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Kum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanas Pata Anashrinvan Nutibisi Dasadhanam Om Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Namaste to Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Sripalagni Kalaya Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvaru kami vabantanam mrityor mukshiyamam rathaata Om shanno mitra shambarunaha shanno bhavatvaryama shanna indro brahaspatihi shanno vishnururukramaha namo brahmane namaste vayo Tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi, Tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami, Ratam vadishyami, Satyam vadishyami, Tanmam avatu, Tadvaktaram avatu, Avatu mam, avatu vaktaram. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishvarupaha. Chando Pyo Dhyamrita Atsam Babhuva Samendro Metaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jihwa Me Matumuktama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmana Koshosi Metaya Pihitaha Shritam me gopaya Om shanti 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 Om maham vrikshasya reriva Kirti trishtam gireriva Urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamritam asmi Dravinagum savarichasam Sumedha amritokshitaha Iti trishankor vedha nuvachanam Om Shanti 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 Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Apyayantu Mamangani Vakranas Chakshushrotramato Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranam Astvanirakaranam Me Astu Taratmani Nirateya Upanishad Sudharmas Te Mayi Santu Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti 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 Om vang me manasi pratishthita, mano me vachi pratishthitam, avirabhirma edhi, vedasya maani istaha, shrutam me ma prahasihi, anena vitena, aho ratran santadhami, vratam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami, tanmam avatu, tadvaktaram avatu, avatu mam, avatu vaktaram, om shanti shanti shantihi, om bhadranno apivatayamanaha, om shanti shanti shantihi, om bhadram karne vishrinuyama devaha, bhadram pashye makshabhirya jatraha, stirairangai istushtu vagum sastanubihi, yashema devahitam yadayuhu, swastina indro vriddhashravaha, swastina pusha vishwavedaha, swastina starakshu arishtanemihi, swastino brahaspatir tathatu, om shanti shanti shantihi, om yo brahmanam vidadati purvam, yo vai vedanscha prahinoti tasmai, tagumhade vamatma buddhir prakasham, mamukshur vai sharanamaham prapadye, om shanti shanti shantihi. Shruti smriti purananam, alayam karunalayam, namami bhagavat padam, shankaram loka shankaram, shankaram shankaracharyam, keshavam badarayanam, sutra bhashya kritau vande, bhagavantau punah punaha, narayanam padma bhuvam vasishtam shaktim chatas putra parasharam cha, Vyasam Shukam Gaurapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindra Matasya Shishyam Sri Shankaracharya Matasya Padma Padam Chahasta Malakam Chashishyam Tantotakam Vartitakaram Anyan Asmad Gurun Santatamana Tosmi. Done these for a long time. Ashubani nirachashte, panoti shubhasantatim, smriti matrena yatpumsam, brahmatan mangalam param, ati kalyana rupatvat, nitya kalyana samshrayat, smartranam varadatvacha, brahmatan mangalam viduhu, unkaras chata shabdascha, dvavetau brahmanapura, Kantam pitva vinyiryatau, tasman mangalikau vubhau. Om atas. All of these, if you go to the text, we'll do this in the Karmana now, but if you go to the text section on the website, the first one called Vedic Chanting has the two sisters, the two swamis, chanting all of this. The only difference is that... where we're chanting Om after to begin each chant. When they do it as a set, you don't chant Om at the beginning. I'm chanting Om at the beginning because each one is also a separate Shantipakta. So I will always start with Om, but if you do it as a set, when they're chanting it, they won't do Om. They only do Om for the first one. Okay? But you can use this. Another thing, on this first page won't be included. Their Vedic chanting... for what they do before class, we'll just start with the Shanti mantras. Okay? So these you'll have to, I have these on the site there separately, but you'll hear them chant all of these beginning with Channo Mitra. Okay? Under the text section. Let's try Nikarmana. Last one here. Om Nakarmana Naprajayatane Natyage Naike Amritatvama Nashufu Parena Nakan Nihitanguhayam Viprajate Yadyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchi Parta Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva Aha Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve Dahram Vipapam Parame Eshma Bhutan Yad Pundarikam Puramadya Sasgastam Tatrapi Dahram Gaganam Vishokastasmin Tarintas Tarupasitavyam Yo Veda Dao Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakatilinasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha Natatra Suryo Bhati Na Chandra Tarakam Nema Vidyuto Bhanti Kuto Yamagnihi Tameva Bhanta Manubhati Sarvam Tasya Bhasa Sarvamidam Vibhati Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay. Good. It'd be good to review this. We're just going to keep rotating through this one and then the Medha, Durga, and the Karvashirsha. Every day, every week we'll practice once. And maybe this week you should spend reviewing this. We haven't done it for a long time. That way we'll learn them. Okay. Is that okay? Let's go to the Taittiriya Upanishad. The Taittiriya Upanishad starts with Shannamitra. We're going to go over Shannamitra. That's the every Upanishad will start with a Shantipatra, right? And so the Shantipatra that begins Taittiriya Upanishad is Shannamitra. So we've learned this one. I want to go over it though, and we'll go over it carefully, and then I'll re-give you the meaning. So we have the meaning for the whole Upanishad. So repeat after me. You know this, but still repeat after me. Om Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Om Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Shanno. Sham means that which is auspicious. Or Gambhirananda translates as blissful, but Shun is that which is good for you, that which is auspicious, okay? That which is Ananda. So Shun no Mitraha. Shun means so auspicious. No for us, Naha, for us. Mitra, Mitraha. Shun Varunaha. So if you see the next line, let's just read the next line. Shan no bhavat twara yama. See that? Shan no bhavat twara yama. That bhavatu arayama. See that? Shan no shannaha bhavatu arayama. If I break the Sunday. See that bhavatu? Bhavatu is going to go to everything that we're going to be reading. Bhavatu means in the imperative, may there be. Okay? So, mitraha bhavatu, may mitra be shum, auspicious, okay? May mitra be auspicious to us. Means, may mitra bless us. May the devata mitra bless us, okay?
Who mitra?
Mitra is one of the deities and is the deity who governs the exhale, the prana, the exhale, and also is the deity... And from Ishwara's standpoint, who is Lord, the deity governing or the self. Okay, but so Mitra.
It has nothing to do with friendship. Mitra.
No. Yes, the Lord. It's the Devata Mitra. So I'm taking this from Shankara's Bhasha on this. Okay?
So what are we supposed to think when we hear that?
We're really going to be looking at Mitra here in terms of, we're asking the Lord, in the Shantipatas, we're asking the Lord to take care of our upadhi, to bless every aspect of the upadhi so that we can gain this knowledge. So now, though Mitra is the Lord of the night from Ishwara's standpoint, he's the one responsible for our exhale. Okay, whereas Varuna is responsible for the inhale. And so may Mitra be auspicious to us, right? The one who's responsible for our exhale and exhaling, and may Varuna take care of our inhale. So may we be breathed properly. May we be healthy.
That's
so
we
way.
Can stay alive, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Then let me just do the next one. Is Aryama. Do you see that? Shanno Bhavatu Aryama. We'll chant that in. So Aryama is also a devata. Aryama is responsible, the self, and the adhishtatra, the governing deity of the eyes, Aryama, and also of the sun. It's named for the ruling deity of the eyes and of the sun on the Sameshti. Sameshti means Ishwara. And then Indra. For Indra is just the one who's responsible for strength, for grasp, for strength. Okay. And Shankara doesn't give a Ishtadevata, the Sameshti for that. So just put Indra, the governing deity, the Adhishtatra, the one who governs, responsible for strength. For Indra. You see the next Indra there? The Shanno Indra. Then you see Brahaspatihi. Okay. Brahaspatihi is the one, the devata that governs speech and intellect.
What do you mean by Sameshti?
Sameshti. The Vyashti Upadhi is the Vyashti individual. Sameshti total. So when we say the Sameshti Upadhi, we're talking about Ishwara. So if you look at what does the Devata govern in terms of the Sameshti Upadhi, in terms of the whole Ishwara.
Like the day or the night.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. That's the Sameshti. That's Ishwara. What does the Devata govern in terms of the Vyashti Upadhi, the Jiva? So Vyashti, individual Upadhi, Sameshti, total Upadhi. Vyashti Upadhi will be the Jiva. Sameshti Upadhi will be Ishwara.
Are both of them here?
Yeah, so a devata is going to govern both the Vyashti Upadhi, the Jiva, and then what would... He'll be governing this in reference to the individual's Upadhi, and then what will that be in terms of Ishwara's Upadhi?
Okay.
Okay? Like the eyes for the individual, the sun for Ishwara. The sun is our Ishwara's eyes.
Mm.
Right? So then it's interesting, therefore, the outgoing breath, the night... And the ingoing breath, the apana, the day. So that's a kind of an interesting upasana, or interesting thing to think. Why would the outgoing be the night and the incoming be the day? That type of thing. Just to kind of meditate on, to see, try to figure out the relationship is a nice meditation.
So is this a revealed, is this a smriti, shruti, or what is it?
Smriti, shruti. The type 3 of the Upanishads are shruti, revealed. Revealed.
Including the Shantipatas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got swaras, they're going to be the Upanishad.
So no one person, who's responsible for this?
They come into the minds of the Rishi.
Okay.
If you don't mind, but let's continue. Okay?
Yeah.
Good question, but I don't want to get sidetracked.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, I know. Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha. Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha. Shanno Bhavatvar Yama. Shanno Bhavatvar Yama. Shanno Bhavatvar Yama. Shanno Bhavatvar Yama. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi. You see the grammar here, Bhavatu goes to all right. of these. Okay.
And so also the next one, Darshan Navit. So wherever Darshan yeah. and Naha, yeah. Bhavatu is implied with Darshan.
Let's do the next one too, then I can talk about. Shanno Vishnururu Kramaha.
Shanno Vishnururu Kramaha.
So Bhavatu goes, as Kiki just said, to all of the Shannos, okay? Let Mitra bless us. You know, let Mitra be auspicious to us. May Varuna be auspicious to us. May Aryama be auspicious to us. May Indra be auspicious to us. May Brahaspati be auspicious to us. May Vishnu, let's look at Vishnu. Shanno Vishnuhu Urukramaha. Urukramaha means the one who has long strides. Okay. So Vishnu is the one of great strides, and Vishnu is also the one who's the devata here for the feet. Okay. So, Shanno Vishnuhu, Urukramaha. Urukramaha. Anybody see that?
Urukramaha.
Urukramaha. Okay. Let's chant just to there and then we'll go on. Om Shanno Mitrashan Varunaha, Shanno Bhavatvar Yama, Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi, Shanno Vishnurukramaha. Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo. Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo. So repeat after me. Namo Brahmane, Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
So this is Namaha, right? Namaha Brahmane. Namas governs the data. So salutations to Brahman. Okay. To Brahman means Brahman. Salutations to Brahman. This says salutations. Namaste. You know, Namaha is indeclinable, always governs the data. Brahmane is data. So salutations from Brahman. Brahmane. Salutations to Brahman. Namaste. Te means to you in the data. It's a secondary form of Tvam. So if I say Namaste mm-hmm. means salutations to you. Right? So Namaste, salutations to you, O Vayu. Vayu is in the vocative. So salutations te to you, O Vayu. Vayu means the wind. To the Lord of the Wind, Vayu.
Is it te is
dative of for Tvam, of Tvam. Okay, the dative of Tvam.
And we take Brahman as Brahman? Is that
yes.
It? Okay.
So Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayu. Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Tvam, you indeed, Eva. Tvam, Eva, you indeed. Pratyaksham Brahma, asi. Tvam asi. You are Pratyaksham Brahma. You are Brahman who is Pratyaksha, right immediately visible to me, right? Vayu is all-pervasive. The wind is all-pervasive. And the wind is air. Air is responsible for prana, you know, the prana responsible for life, right? For life and air and the breath. So here, what's being said, first, my salutations to Brahman, Satchidananda, Brahman. Then my salutations to you, O Vayu, because you are Brahman who is there, Pratyaksha, visible to me. Right? Because you're all pervasive and you're responsible for life itself. So Vayu, so he's just saying, O Vayu, you are Pratyaksha Brahman. You are Brahman who is manifest here for me. So Vayu is being praised in that way. Mm. Being equated to the visible Brahman. Okay.
Like a manifestation.
Yeah. Okay. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. So you are Pratyaksham Brahma. Pratyaksham means there for me to see.
And is the Eva emphasis or is it
emphasis?
Only you are
emphasis.
Well, we're talking about Ishvara now, right?
We're talking about Brahman If we take Brahman, and then Brahman being just being looked upon as Vayu, almost like an upasana, because Vayu is all pervasive and is responsible for breath, for life itself. Without Vayu, there's no life. Right? And so then Vayu is being praised as the manifest Brahman.
Yeah, which is Ishvara.
Okay.
I insist.
Okay, fine. Okay. Tvam, tvam eva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami. 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 Okay. Tvam is you in the accusative. Tvam is you in the nominative. Tvam, you in the accusative. Okay? Tvam eva, you indeed. Pratyaksham brahma vadishyami. I will speak about you. I will talk about you. Right? Vadishyami is in the future. Vadishyami. I will talk about you as pratyaksham brahma. Okay? Hey, Vayu. Oh, Vayu. Because Vayu is being talked about. It. I will speak about you as Brahman who is pratyaksha. As the Brahman, Satchidananda, Brahman, who is pratyaksha. So I'm going to label you. I'm going to praise you as Brahman who is manifest before me. Okay? You alone, pratyaksham brahma vidisha, I will speak of you. I will speak about you alone as pratyaksha brahman. So it's just a praise to Vayu, you know. Everybody see that? Tvam, you, eva alone, or indeed. Pratyaksham brahma, this is accusative. Pratyaksha brahman, accusative in apposition with tvam. Vidishyami, I will speak about you. I will call you, I will tell, right? I will talk about.
Pratyaksha is immediate?
Immediate, direct, perceived. Okay? Then, everybody see that? Then, Ritam Vidishyami, Ritam Vidishyami, Ritam Vidishyami, Ritam Vidishyami, Satyam Vidishyami, Satyam Vidishyami. Now we're going to bring forward the Tvam Eva, okay? I will speak about you, you indeed, as Ritam. Ritam has to do with the righteousness, and it's the Ritam is what is proper. It's what is in harmony with the Dharma. The Dharma means the infinite order of Ishvara. So Ritam are all the laws of order and my behavior that is in harmony with Ishvara's order, right? So it's Dharma, the one who is in. I will speak about you as Ritam, proper behavior. Okay? Righteous behavior. Behavior and action that is in harmony with the Vedas. Mm. That's the idea.
Yeah, in the prior sentence, Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami, is Brahma there in nominative or accusative?
Accusative. Tvam, Pratyaksham, and Brahma are in accusative. Mm-hmm. Okay? Then here, Ritam, accusative. Vadishyami is carried forward, right? So, Tvameva Ritam Vadishyami. I will speak of you as Ritam. Satyam Vadishyami. I will speak of you about you as Satyam. Satyam means speaking the truth and acting according to the truth. Speaking Satyam, speaking what is true, behaving in a way that is true. True to the Vedas, true to Ishvara. This is all from Shankara's commentary. Okay. So Satyam here is an accusative, so Tvam Eva comes forward, Tvam Eva, Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami. Okay? So three, I will speak about you. Everybody see it? Tanmamavatu,
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 Tadvaktaramavatu,
Tadvaktaramavatu,
Tad Vaktaram Avatu,
Tad Vaktaram Avatu,
Avatu Mam,
Avatu Mam,
Avatu Vaktaram,
Avatu Vaktaram.
So, Tan stands for that Brahman. Brahman is in the neuter. So tan means tet, mam, avatu. May that protect. Avatu means to protect in the imperative. May that one, may that Brahman protect mom, me. May that means may he, and we would say probably may Brahman protect me, may he protect me, may it protect me. Brahman is neuter, that's why it's tet. Tet, mom, avatu. May Brahman protect me, may that one protect me. Tet vaktaram avatu. Tet vaktaram avatu. Vaktaram is in the accusative, just like mom is in the accusative singular. Tad that Brahman, avatu, may that Brahman protect the teacher. Because here the Shantipatas are used in the Upanishad to protect, to bless the teacher and the student, like Sahanavavatu, to protect the teacher, to bless the teacher and the student so that this knowledge can take place. So the teachers needs to be protected, the student needs to be protected, so that the pramana can function, right? So the student is chanting this, right? So because this is from the standpoint of the student, may Brahman protect me, may Brahman protect my teacher. Okay. Vaktaram is from Vaktre. It means the one who's teaching, the one who's speaking. It means the teacher, okay? Really beautiful. So, Ted Vaktaram Avatu. Avatu Mom. May he protect. Now that Ted is not brought forward, but it's included in the verb, may he protect me, Mom accusative. Avatu Vaktaram. May he protect the teacher. It's repeated for emphasis. May Brahman protect me. May Brahman protect my teacher. My is understood. Okay? Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Everybody see it?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah,
it's
sweet.
It covers the basis. Most of the Shantipatas, in fact, it's important to study these Shantipatas because it frees you up from, because the Shantipatas, these are part of the Upanishad. Yeah, and but they allow you to ask for your own well-being, for the well-being of the teacher. They'll ask me. Other Shantipatas will say, you know, may my body be healthy. May my eyes be healthy. May my ears be healthy. May I have plenty of tejas, brilliance of my mind. May I have enough wealth, so that these things aren't obstructions.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not shy to ask Ishwara to protect all of these things that need to be protected so that this jnana can take place.
That's because you want to be a good student.
Because you want this knowledge.
Yeah.
And so they're not shy to ask for all-around protection. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gets you away from this kind of Christian idea that most of us were raised with, where the only thing you can pray for is everyone else. May the world be blessed. But if you were to say, may I be healthy, that would be kind of egoistic and
arrogant.
We don't want that. We have to, that's not being a good girl. You know, you should only pray for others. You're not supposed
this,
to.
I get the sense it's almost liberating you from the culture that you're embodying in. You know?
It's broadening it.
Yeah.
So let's chant this again. Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha Shanno Bhavatvar Yama Shanno Indra Brahaspati Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Vratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's do this one, these two lines, and then we'll take a break. Without chanting, just repeat. Shiksham,
Shiksham
Vya Kya Syamaha.
Vya Kya Syamaha.
Shiksham Vya Kya Syamaha.
Shiksham Vya Kya Syamaha.
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 Vya Kya Syamaha.
Vya Kya Syamaha.
Effort. Vya Kya Syamaha.
Vya Kya Syamaha.
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 Shiksham. Now, if I do the sandhi, that anuswara is followed by a va. So, shiksham. Shiksham vya kya syamaha.
Shiksham vya kya syamaha.
So, next one. Varnasvaraha.
Varnasvaraha.
Varna swaraha. If I do the sandhi, varnaha swaraha.
Varnaha swaraha.
That's sakara, if you, varnaha swaraha.
Is that two sus there?
Yeah, the sakara, the first sakara is a visarga. Varnaha swaraha. Varnaha swaraha.
Varnaha swaraha.
Matra balam.
Matra balam.
Matra balam.
Matra balam.
Sama santanaha.
Sama santanaha.
Ityuktash.
Ityuktash.
Shiksha dhyayaha.
Shiksha dhyayaha.
Iti.
Iti.
Uktaha.
Uktaha.
Shiksha.
Shiksha.
Adhyayaha.
Adhyayaha.
Iti.
Iti.
Uktaha.
Uktaha.
Shiksha.
Shiksha.
Adhyayaha.
Adhyayaha.
Okay. Shiksham means the study of pronunciation. The study of pronunciation. Shiksha is pronunciation. In the grammar, in the vyakarana, the study of shiksha is the study of pronunciation. Okay, shiksha.
It's not just teaching.
No, pronunciation in the pronunciation, proper pronunciation of the words. Okay, vyakya syamaha means we will clearly and fully the vya, the vr, two upasargas, vya kyamaha, kya syamaha. It's in the future. We will clearly and fully expound upon, teach, explain. We will clearly state vyakya syamaha shiksham, the study of pronunciation. Okay? Shiksha. What does that include? Varnaha, the letters. Kaga, the letters. Swaraha, the accents. Udatta, anudatta, swarita. Okay? Matra, the length, you know, Hraswa Dirga and Pluta, right? The Bolam, the strength, ka. Bolam means strength, okay? But they're talking about like ka, the aspirate, non-aspirate, like the Bolam. Sama. Sama means the consistency, the sameness, like in strength, like it's not going to be ka. You see what I mean? It has to be, these letters have to be pronounced in the same way, like hraswa, cha, ka, ta. It has to be the same length and with the same strength. But ka, cha, ta. It has to be the same. Now, in fact, we have this Swami Omkarananda. There's a lot of different Omkaranandas, but the Swami Omkarananda is somebody who, I think he was actually the teacher of the two swamis that teach at the that chant at Coimbatore, the two lady swamis. He came to the Coimbatore ashram one day, Swamiji brought him so that we could listen to him chant. He chanted the Taittiriya Upanishad, and so we were all there just to listen to him chant, because all of these things he does so perfectly. And so when you listen to him chant, all of us, every letter is perfectly pronounced with the same, there's consistency. So the Sama is that consistency. The inconsistency in Bola, consistency in Matra, consistency in Swara, like this, the Udata is the same, always the same, all of the Udata, same tone. So that's Samatvam. Sameness is there. So it was so beautiful to hear it. It was so beautiful. But what was so moving about it when we were listening to me is it was so simple. It was just so clean, so simple. There was nothing extravagant. There was nothing wondrous about it. What was wondrous about it was how pure the simplicity of it. It's very beautiful. I think that I might have it on my... I might have it. I'll look to see if I made a copy of it.
Well, do you have that same experience when you listen to the two ladies? Or
and not as much as him. I mean, he's extraordinary. No. Swamiji also has perfect pronunciation.
Yeah.
So he's often, his pronunciation has always been praised as being
it's
so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But these are what make it beautiful. This samaha, this consistency in varna, the each like ta is ta. It's always the same, right? The swara, the accent, the matra, the length, the bola, the strength of the letter, there's samatvam there. And santana is the same as sandhi. It means sandhi. Yeah. So santana here means sandhi, the juxtaposition of the letters, the sandhi of the letters. Okay. So then iti thus, upta is told, shiksha, pronunciation, adhyayaha, the chapter on pronunciation, is told. Thus, uktaha is told, shiksha, pronunciation, adhyayaha, the chapter on shiksha, the study of pronunciation, is told. What they're going to be doing now, see, they're introducing it in this way, because what we're going to be studying is, and we're going to be studying an upasana, five different upasanas, that are looking at, that are imposing a vision upon sandhi. The first letter will stand for this. The last letter will stand for this. The conjoining of these two letters, the sandhi of these two letters, will stand for this. It's so, so beautiful to see. You'll experience, you'll see it as we do it. So let's now just take a look at these two lines, okay? Shiksham vya akhya syamaha. 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 Varnaswaraha, 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 matrabalam, 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 samasanthanaha, 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 ityuktashi ikshadhyayah, ityuktashi ikshadhyayah, ityuktashi ikshadhyayah, ityuktashi ikshadhyayah, ityuktashi ikshadhyayah, ityuktashi ikshadhyayah. Shikshan vya akhya syamaha. Shikshan vya akhya syamaha. Varnaswaraha. Varnaswaraha. Matrabalam. Matrabalam. Samasanthanaha. Samasanthanaha. Ityukta shi ikshadhyayaha. Ityuktashi ikshadhyayah. Together. Shikshandhya akhyasyamaha varnasvaraha matrabalam samasandhanaha ityuktashi ishadhyayaha Shikshandhya akhyasyamaha varnasvaraha matrabalam samasandhanaha ityuktashi ikshadhyayaha. Okay, I'm going to put another page of this on the website, on the Sanskrit site. You can also see I have Paramarthananda chanting it, so you can use that to practice. And that's it. This handout that you have, keep that for those of you who are using this. This is for the Mantra Pushpam. Okay, and then I'm also putting the transliteration on the Sanskrit site. Let's take a break. Okay. I'm just going to note this on here. Okay, now I made a mistake in this Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha for the Mitra. Mitra is for the Lord of Exhaling and for the Samishti, for Ishwara, the day. And Varuna is for inhaling and the night in the Samishti. I'd said it the opposite way. Mitra is exhaling and the day, which makes sense because the exhale is the pushing out, so the manifestation of the creation, and the inhale, right, is the coming into the karana, the resolution of the creation. So Mitra, exhaling and the day, and Varuna, inhaling and the night. Okay?
How'd you catch it?
Tanya caught it for me. Open.